Wynn Resorts finds more local support for New York casino plans. Wynn Resorts and its development partners have gained an advantage in the competitive race for a New York City metropolitan area casino license, following a favorable decision from the New York City Planning Commission. On April 9, the commission approved a key set of zoning modifications for the Hudson Yards West project, pushing the proposal forward in its bid to transform the Western Rail Yards into a mixed-use site featuring a casino, housing, and green space. The project, led by related companies and Oxford Properties Group in collaboration with Wynn Resorts, focuses on revitalizing a stretch of land located between 11th and 12th Avenues and spanning 30th to 33rd Streets adjacent to the popular High Line Park. The approval from the City Planning Commission allows for changes to the zoning rules in this area, laying the groundwork for the proposed resort and entertainment complex. This move is distinct from the separate and more complex state-level process required for acquiring a full gaming license, which is overseen by the New York State Gaming Commission. The developers emphasized that the commission's decision was an important milestone and represented strong local support for the project. As part of their community engagement plan, project leaders have pledged that 1% of gross gaming revenue from the future casino would be directed to organizations in surrounding neighborhoods such as Chelsea, Hell's Kitchen, and the broader west side of Manhattan. This pledge forms part of a broader strategy to gain public support and demonstrate the project's potential community benefits. Public transit improvements are also being presented as a central benefit of the proposed casino. According to proponents of the project, revenue generated from the casino could help address long-term funding shortfalls for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA. The MTA is currently facing financial difficulties and is awaiting approval for a $68.4 billion capital improvement plan. Additionally, uncertainty around the implementation of congestion pricing has added to concerns about future transit funding. Project representatives argue that tax revenues and other financial contributions from the Hudson Yards West Casino could help bridge these funding gaps. Casino to be a huge bonus for public transportation. Estimates from the project team suggest that the development could generate $2.7 billion for the MTA through various financial channels. These would include rental payments for the use of MTA-owned land, dedicated sales taxes from the commercial elements of the resort, and additional revenue streams linked to increased foot traffic and tourism. The developers contend that this partnership represents a direct economic benefit for public transportation, which has suffered from declining ridership and budget constraints in recent years. Despite these financial promises, the proposal has not garnered universal support. Advocacy groups such as Protect the High Line have expressed concerns about the casino's potential impact on the neighborhood's character and urban design. The organization supports a previously approved 2009 plan for the site, which envisioned more open space and did not include a casino component. Critics argue that a large-scale gaming facility could alter the balance of residential, recreational, and cultural uses along the High Line and in adjacent communities. The City Planning Commission's approval of the zoning changes does not guarantee the project will proceed, as further approvals are still required, particularly at the state level. However, the recent vote marks a pivotal step in the developers' campaign to secure one of the limited downstate casino licenses available in the New York City area. The state is still evaluating multiple competing proposals, including bids from Queens, Brooklyn, and other parts of Manhattan.